name is Kelly Fisher. I've been with Buncombe County for a little over 5 years, and I am a field paramedic. I'm a field training officer as well.
What draws someone into this field?
Well, it takes a special kind of person. You have to enjoy the excitement going from 0 to 60. You know, you go from being relaxed at the station to being thrown into very stressful situations all at once. So you have to be a person who likes change. When things change quickly, you never really know what to expect. We get to work outside, which is nice sometimes. Sometimes it's not. So you have to be a very adaptable person. But it's just an exciting career where you get to help a lot of people.
Tell me what, and is there a typical day on the job?
Sure. Well, we work 24-hour shifts here. So we come in the morning, and we have some standard things that we always do as part of the job, like checking off our EMS unit, going through all of our equipment. We have a very detailed check sheet. So those are, you know, just some standard things that start out our day, but we really never know what to expect. We may have a day full of calls where we don't end up back at our station very much at all, or we may spend a little time at the station. You know, we get dispatched via phone when we're at the station and over the radios when we're out in the unit, and we run calls emergency sometimes, and sometimes people call routinely for things. So sometimes when we're traveling without our lights and sirens, we're still on the way to a call. It's just not an emergency call. Once we arrive to the scene, can be there from anywhere for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, up to an hour, just depending on what's going on. You know, sometimes it takes a little while to get people out of the situations that they're in, and then we transport them to the appropriate hospital.
Tell me where your sort of beat is.
We are EMS-3, so we are the west side of town, and our district starts on Haywood Road and extends south towards Brevard Road. We go north just to the edge of West Buncombe and Lester fire districts, and then we go out to the west towards Candler.
So you see a little bit of city and outside, right? Do you get a little bit of both?
Yes, that's correct. We definitely have several of the housing projects, so we have a lot denser populated areas in the West Asheville neighborhoods and such, and then we've got a lot more country-type population spread out further as we go towards Candler.
Do reasons for call differ from within the city once you get out?
Sure. Certainly the more densely populated areas, you tend to have more of the drug activity. Depending on, you know, unfortunately, a lot of it is economically based. Your lower income areas, you have a lot more health problems. And I would say that's a lot of the patients that we see are folks that are, you know, not as economically off, you know, as well off economically. We see a lot of drug issues, difficulty in breathing calls. You know, a lot of these folks have been smokers most of their life, especially out in the country. So we have a lot of breathing problems. And then we do have some districts that have a lot of elderly population, like where there are dense populations like Givens Estates and Deerfield, places where there are large communities specifically geared towards the aging population and what their needs are. So the calls are different there. You see a lot more falls and, you know, heart conditions and things like that.
We're also a big tourist area.
It's a pretty small percentage, in my experience, the tourists that we see. You know, a lot of it is sort of inadvertently, you know, they create a lot of traffic issues depending on what's going on in town. So we see a little bit more traffic accidents and things like that. The hiking areas, you know, people always overexert themselves. And if they're not used to the terrain, you know, we see the waterfall, you know, people falling off waterfalls and, you know, stumbling, twisting ankles on trails and things like that. As far as more of the urban areas, we don't see a lot of tourist injuries, in my experience, or, you know, the people who are intoxicated to the point that they need ambulances are usually more locals or homeless folks. I haven't had a lot of experience with that being a tourist type of problem. We always have more calls in the summer to the Biltmore Estate where people get overheated and just overdo it with all the walking and things like that. So some of the tourist attractions can specifically bring that type of call. But I haven't run into personally a lot of issues with intoxication and drugs related to the tourism side of things.
My name is David Foster. I've been a paramedic here for 23 years.
Have you seen your job change over that time? Like what the calls were like 20 years ago and then what you're doing now, and tell me about that.
It's constantly changing. A lot of the drugs that are, we'll have one that's prevalent. And then, you know, after a while, it'll change to another drug. Right now, heroin's pretty bad out here. It's the one we're looking at right now. alcohol's always been there and probably always will. I mean, it's pretty standard, but like we've went through cocaine, we've had LSD that come and go, meth, bath salts that was around for a while. I don't see that much anymore.
The overdose issue is pretty big.
Yeah, there's several calls. This particular station probably averages one a day, and that's just this small area of town.
Is that something that's fairly new?
The frequency is a lot worse than it used to be. I mean, we've always done calls for this type of thing, but the frequency, and I don't know if it's because the drugs are more potent and people are not used to that or what. But
have you noticed a difference just in foot traffic or just how the area has changed?
There's a lot more traffic out, a lot more people out downtown. They've got it pretty nice down there now, and it's pretty hard to move around, especially on the weekends and evenings. So.
Why do you do this?
I like the fact of being, you know, no matter, every day is something different. Every time the phone rings, I'm going to be doing something different. I don't know what that is until the phone rings. So that's a pretty attractive part of it. Meet so many different people, different types of people, is a pretty attractive part of the job.
Anything else you want to add about what you see or how it's changed in the past 5 years that you've been on the job?
I think the only thing that really stands out to me that I just wasn't aware of is how large the homeless population is here. And things that you hear from the folks that are here, you know, we talk to them and try to be empathetic with them when we're treating them. And you hear about all the different places they're coming from. Our homeless population is as diverse as the rest of the city. And they come here on purpose because they hear such good things about Asheville. So I think there is a little bit of a drain on the resources that we're attracting people because, you know, it's seen as Beer City. It's seen as this great place to live, this great place to come, and it actually does attract homeless people as well. So I do hear that, and it's interesting, you know, to hear that homeless people would travel somewhere else to be homeless. But that's the case here. You know, I met one from Austin, Texas last night. He got off the bus and, you know, had some health issues, and we took him to the hospital. But he'd heard from some friends that this was a great place to come and be homeless. So here he is. I think in general, their health is just poor. They don't have access to good health care, or they don't know how to access the resources that are available to them. So we try to educate people, and the hospital tries to do that as well. You know, we have some great shelters around here that take care of people, but there's always those that are going to fall through the cracks. And with substance abuse issues, they can't be admitted into the shelters for obvious reasons. They're, you know, they can be dangerous to themselves or others. So, you know, the health issues are definitely there. They utilize our resources a lot more than the rest of the population because they don't know about other access that they have to health care.
Anything else you want to say about that population? Was that something that was very prevalent when you started 23 years ago?
Yeah, when I first started, I mean, there was a homeless population, but it was very small, and we knew most of them by name. And, you know, that way nowadays there's, you know, hundreds out there that, you know, we all people that we've never seen before. And like she said, she met the one that just got off the bus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them are younger, even, you know, just out of high school age. That we find any shelters. And
I also had a 15-year-old who had run away from Colorado as a patient last night. She had smoked some sort of drugs. She wasn't sure what it was. Someone gave it to her. So she was having some side effects, and we took her to the hospital as well. But yeah, from Colorado. She heard Asheville was a cool place to go. So when she ran away from home, that's where she came.
So you have had a humorous run-in with an intoxicated person. Tell me about that.
Yes, he was actually from out west, but he was homeless. I was having some health problems, called an ambulance, and he had his guitar with him. And he was very intoxicated and took a liking to me. So on the way to the hospital, he sang me a song and proposed. I declined, but I told him I liked his song a whole lot.
So you must have had, I imagine you get a few funny conversations, right?
Oh, yes. And we try to be pretty honest with people, you know, about their drug addictions. And I had one last week laid out on the sidewalk in the middle of the day. He was just drunk. And I asked him how much he'd had, and he said he wasn't sure. And I said, well, I know how much you've had, way too much. And he laughed. You know, we have to have some humor in this business.
Yeah, I imagine. Thank you for that. That's an awesome.